It's Monday, April 6th, 2015. Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Complacency's known our name forever, but we never knew its game. Till later, the higher we are, the further we will fall. Light, the fields are ablaze. Cuts through the haze. Light.
Oh man, what a great way to start off this here episode of the show. London's very own Django Django. That's the name of the band. You might remember them because I like them a lot. And I've played them a few times on the show when I've had new releases. And they've got a new album coming out next month. And right now they've released a couple singles from it, including that one, First Light. You can get that in iTunes as a single. And a pretty great song. And very excited about the new album. I think Django Django does some incredible work. And I can't wait to hear what they've got in store with the new record. Okay, up next, another Sounds of My Head favorite, The Go Team. That's right, also from the UK, they're from Brighton. The Go Team is back with an amazing new record. It's called The Scene Between, and as always, it's great. I mean, The Go Team is just so delightful. It does have like a handful of these like 50 second long bunch of noise, kind of like not really songs, which I don't know. To me, that always feels like cheating. I mean, if you want to have a 20 track album and do that, that's all right. But if you've got like a 10 track album and then like five of the songs, really, you've released an EP. That's not the case here exactly. They, you know, it's a real album. It's just it has like several kind of bogus, noisy, interlude-y type tracks on it. But anyway, we're going to hear a couple of great ones. First, we're going to hear The Scene Between. That's the title track. Then we're going to hear The Art of Getting By, a song for Heaven's Gate. Pretty great songs, both of these. They're classic Go Team kind of sound. You're going to like it if you like The Go Team like I do. So without further ado, here we go. The Go Team with The Scene Between and The Art of Getting By, song for Heaven's Gate. Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
Francisco.
You can't run, you can't hide, you can't fight.
All right, after the Go Team back there, we heard Foxygen from California. We heard the songs No Destruction and San Francisco off their album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. And man, that San Francisco song in particular, what a great song that is right there. I mean, I could just listen to that song about as many times as I have listened to it, which is to say a lot of times, because I'm such a big fan of that song. It's like the 1960s delivered to your ears via the Foxygen. Really good stuff. And I should say that album's not super new. It came out a couple years ago, but I missed it until a friend recommended I check it out. And boy, was she right. That is a great, great record right there. I think I always confuse them with the Fleet Foxes. Foxygen, Fleet Foxes, I don't know. Bands that have Fox in the name, I don't know. I just always kind of ignored Foxygen. And that is my mistake, because I'll tell you what, that record's pretty good. After Foxygen, we heard Telenovela from Austin, Texas, and their song Hair of the Dog. You can get that off their Bandcamp page, which I recommend you do. And speaking of Telenovela, how about another great song? I'm pulling it off of a record called I Saved Latin, a tribute to Wes Anderson. That's right, it's a 2-disc long album of nothing but covers of songs from Wes Anderson soundtracks. If that sounds like a pretty great premise, you are correct. If it's something that seems like it would have a lackluster execution, you would also be correct, unfortunately. But the good news is there's a few really great songs on it, and we're going to hear two of them. First, the aforementioned Telenovela, covering the Velvet Underground's Stephanie Says. Super great version of that. And then we're going to hear Telekinesis from Seattle, Washington, doing a cover of The Kinks' This Time Tomorrow. Both excellent songs, both from Wes Anderson soundtracks, both from this I Saved Latin, a tribute to Wes Anderson album, which I think it was a charity thing. I think maybe money went to charity if you buy that record. So pick that one up. If nothing else, then do it for the kids, as they say, even if most of the songs are disappointing. So here we go. Without further ado, Telenovela with Stephanie Says, and then Telekinesis with This Time Tomorrow, both from I Saved Latin, a tribute to Wes Anderson. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Stephanie says that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says
will understand.
HBO caught a murderer. Top that, Netflix. Did you watch that documentary? I mean, this was fascinating stuff. Their ability to be able to capture Durst in those rare moments when he wasn't killing someone. And they arrested him this week in New Orleans, not a minute too soon. It looks like he was planning to flee. He had with him 40 grand in cash, a gun, and 5 ounces of pot. So he was either going to make a run for it or produce a hip-hop album. I don't know.
Lights, the
Let's catch up one last time. Back there, Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, doing the song Anyone Who Knows What Love Is Will Understand. Pulled that off her Take a Look album, and I heard that most recently on this great new documentary by Adam Curtis. You know, I'm a big fan of Adam Curtis if you listen to the show for a while, because I did a whole Adam Curtis music episode once. Anyway, he's got a new documentary. It's called Bitter Lake, and a listener recommended it to me. I hadn't heard about it because it hadn't aired in America, but you can watch it on the internets. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at soundsofmyhead.com. Now's as good a time as any. And it uses, of course, a bunch of great music, including that right there, Irma Thomas. Anyone who knows what love is will understand. Perfect song for an Adam Curtis documentary. And I love how it starts off and kind of sounds like Coldplay for a second. And then it sounds like another song. And then it sounds like the song it is. It's a great song. That's a good one. Irma Thomas. Okay, after Irma Thomas, we heard Bobby Bear doing Find Out What's Happening from his The Singles 1959 to 69 album. And that was heard most recently on Better Call Saul. I don't know if you're watching Better Call Saul or if you watched Breaking Bad before it, but all of that stuff is good. And they pick a lot of great music for Better Call Saul. And Find Out What's Happening, it's a pretty unusual version of that song. You're probably more familiar with like the Elvis Presley or something version, but that Bobby Bear version is great. And The Singles from Bobby Bear are hilarious because it's just, he is like the definition of the old joke about country music where it's like all like lost my horse, lost my car, lost my truck, lost my wife. It's like, you know, all the songs are sad and miserable. Like every Bobby Bear song is just like misery tracking this guy. But I Find Out What's Happening, it's kind of a rare, upbeat, friendly, happy song by Bobby Bear. Just there, really good stuff. After that, we heard The Eels doing their song Fresh Blood off their Hombre Lobo album. And boy howdy, I don't know if you've been watching The Jinx, that HBO documentary series by Andrew Jarecki, but boy howdy, is that a good series. Oh my gosh, that is an amazing documentary series. And you take my word for it, I'm not going to tell you anything because it's better to just watch it and know nothing. If you don't know anything about it, that's even better. Just go and watch The Jinx. It is amazing. And that Eels song right there, Fresh Blood, is used as the opening title sequence, and they use a lot of great music throughout it, including what we're going to end the show with today, Glenn Campbell's Galveston. It's from his 20 Greatest Hits, which you can pick up anywhere. And this was used at the end of an episode of The Jinx that dealt with the town of Galveston. And being from Texas, when I was a kid, we used to go on road trips to Galveston all the time. That was like our beach, if you will. And so we would listen to Glenn Campbell's Galveston like on those road trips, and I had completely forgotten that song existed until it came on at the end credits of the Jinx, and I almost fell off the couch. I was like, oh my God, that song, Galveston, it's so good. And I think it holds up. I think it's an awesome song. So we're going to end the show with it today, even if it is maybe a little bit cheeseball in the perfectest way possible. Here we go, Glenn Campbell with Galveston, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Skies Over Cairo by Django Django and Bust Out Brigade and My World by The Go Team. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or look for links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.